This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on a patient named Lorraine Bruinslot. The last name is spelled B-R-U-I-N-S-S-L-O-T. That's B-R-U-I-N-S-S-L-O-T. Lorraine is L-O-R-E-N-E. The place of the Pines of Burton Memory Care South. Date was May 9th, 2022. Ms. Bruinslot was seen regarding hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. New pair of history. The staff had no new acute complaints on Mrs. Bruinslot, period. She does have hypertension. Blood pressure is borderline at 140 over 91, period. She denies any headaches or any cardiac symptoms, period. She has history of atrial fibrillation, but it was stable, period. She occasionally has palpitations, but she denies any significant dizziness, and the palpitations are rare, period. No increase in dyspnea, period. She was not short of breath when seen, period. Her heartburn is stable. That's not too bothersome, period. She has no specific hypothyroid symptoms, such as alteration in temperature tolerance, period. In paragraph, review of systems. Negative for fever, chills, nausea, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, diarrhea, constipation, bleeding, abdominal pain, dysuria, or other specific complaints, period. An examination, she was not acutely distressed, temperature 98.1, pulse 77, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 140 over 91, O2 saturation 98%. Head and neck was unremarkable, lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmurs, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, non-tendon organomegaly, CNS, cranial grossly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, there's no joint inflammation or infusion. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Bruinslot has essential hypertension, period. This is currently stable without medicines. Two, she has atrial fib, which is likely a chronic unspecified atrial fibrillation, and I will continue metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day, period. This also is likely to be helping her hypertension, period. I'll continue Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily, and she's tolerating that without bleeding. Three, she has hypothyroidism. I will continue that with thyroxine, 75 micrograms daily, period. Four, she has intermittent abdominal pain and has Bentyl available, 10 milligrams every 12 hours as needed. Five, her gastroesophageal reflux disease is stable and she's on omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, period. Six, she has dementia, which is baseline, period. Seven, she has is on atorvastatin, 20 milligrams nightly for dyslipidemia, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.